The Commission has taken several steps. As a matter of fact, everything that can be done without the Secretariat has been done. For instance, we have appointed the Juba Bureau, which is the main executive organ of the Commission in Juba, in the South. And we have appointed the 10 high committees with one high committee in each of the 10 states of the South. And I'm going tomorrow to Juba for the swearing-in, because the law requires the members of the high committees to be sworn in front of the chairman of the commission. So I'm going tomorrow for this occasion. In the meantime, work is going on in the preparation of the budget and in the signing of protocols with a number of international organizations, the USAID, with the UN and the EU, and invitations have been sent out for observers and so on. So everything that can be done without the Secretariat is being done. One thing remains to be done is the appointment of a Secretary General to head the Secretariat, and then the appointment of a staff, the designation of registration centers, the publication of pamphlets and cards and so on and so forth, that has not yet been done. And that is necessary in order to be able to enable people to register. You see the idea?
Then yes, I see the idea. But Chairman Mohammed, we heard report that the SPLM has agreed in principle with the NCP for the NCP to name the Secretary General to the Commission. Is this true?
That's not true. As far as I'm concerned, neither the SPLM nor the NCP names the Secretary General. All this is just confusion. This is a purely technical matter. Neither party has got anything to do with it. I've made a survey of a number of people eligible for the post, and the appointment of Secretary General has been delayed by the attitude taken by the Southern members, namely that the Secretary General must be a Southerner. I objected to this stand because it is a confrontational stand. It is parochial and narrow. We are facing a very important task, a very difficult task, and we should be looking for the best, the highest qualified persons available. And if we find properly qualified persons, we should be thankful. So my stand was that this matter should not be approached from this narrow parochial angle. Now, that's the whole problem. If they are to agree, you see, the only people who have representatives as such are the SPLM. All the members of the commission from the South are members of the SPLM. The others are independent. Neither myself nor any of the other members represents the NCP or any other party. And this delay has been caused by the members of the SPLM. So it is for them to direct their members to approach matters from a broad national attitude, not a narrow parochial confrontational attitude.
How soon do you think you'll be able to name, or the powers that be will be able to name, the Secretary General? Because you have just a minimum time ahead of the scheduled January 9th referendum in South Sudan.
That's right. That's right. The delay is not, the delay has been caused, as I said, by this stand, and it is for them to decide. I understand that. They are going to make a decision very soon, in a day or two. Unless they do, I don't know how we can meet the targets, the 9th of January.
Do you think your commission will be prepared if indeed a decision is made for the naming of the Secretary General? Will your commission be able to hold the referendum as scheduled early next year in January?
Not unless something is done with the times prescribed by the Act, because the Act requires certain periods after the publication of the first register in order to enable people to object and people to go to court and enable the court to make decisions and to enable the commission to rectify the first register. So the periods specified for this purpose add up to about 50 days. Now also, the law requires 3 months to pass between the publication of the final register of voters and the 9th of January. Now, the statutory periods meant to enable the people to rectify the register cannot be played with, because you must give the people the chance to object to their names not being included, or to names of people not eligible being included, and so on and so forth. You can't do anything with that. But presumably, you can do something with the 3 months that the law requires to pass between the publication of the final register and the 9th of January. Now, it is feasible. Now the rationale of this period is to enable people, after they know the final register, to intensify their campaign. You see, people who want to advocate unity, people who want to advocate separation, and so on. But presumably, you can do something with this 3 months. You can shorten it in such a way as to be able to make up as much as possible for time lost. And even then, if you do that, you have to begin straight away.
What will be your message to Southerners as preparations are underway under your chairmanship for the referendum next year?
My message is for people to stop this bickering, to stop wrangling about petty matters. And if people are serious, they must approach this problem, which is a very serious historic problem affecting the history of the country, North and South, to try to rise to the situation and to approach matters from abroad, national objective attitude.